Thank you for joining us on this month's edition of Stonebridge Soundbites. Today I have with me Robert Kincaid, who is President and Portfolio Manager here at Stonebridge Capital Advisors. I want to thank you all for joining us on this episode today. We're going to be talking about something that is becoming more and more of a conversation with our client, and that is how we manage restrictions. So with that, Bob, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good to have you. I think with that, I say we just start this conversation from its base level. What is a restriction?
Well, it's an interesting question. Restriction is a term that tends to get a little bit loosely used, but I would say this. It starts with the client first. When we meet with the client for the first time and we're establishing the client's goals, needs, and objectives, that really is how we start to define the restrictions within their investment portfolio. So it all starts with the needs, goals, and objectives of that client, and then building in the restrictions on that portfolio relative to those needs and objectives.
Yeah, excellent. So when you talk about the needs and the goals, there's obviously a reason that clients may have a specific restriction. What often do we run into that drives a client to say, I have a restriction on X? What kind of is the reasoning for that?
Sure. Many of our clients have needs for current income, and they ask us to accomplish this through both individual stocks and/or bonds. But they also want to manage their risks within those categories. So when we buy a bond for a client, one of their restrictions might be, I want strictly investment grade bonds in my portfolio. Those are bonds that are rated by the large rating agencies of BBB or better. And so consequently, that's a restriction that says when we buy a bond for that client, it has to be investment grade for their portfolio. Simple restriction.
So another restriction that often comes into play, especially nowadays, is an ESG. You know, we hear that term a lot. How do you view ESGs when it comes to restrictions?
Well, ESG is a broad category to cover, and a short answer for this conversation would be challenging. But I'll give you perhaps the beginnings of ESG back in the late 70s, when I started in the industry. Clients were trying to behave more socially responsible, perhaps, in their investments or environmentally conscious. And so they would ask us not to acquire companies that might be harmful to the environment. They might focus on the energy sector of the economy and be very specific about what companies they wanted to buy or would not want in their portfolio. So that was a restriction that we'd set directly for the client, not under a broad, such as ESG. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. their restriction, not necessarily a restriction that's out there they sort of lean on.
Sure. We always think of clients, maybe it's just one type of client that needs a restriction or has a restriction. What types of clients typically request restrictions?
Well, that's interesting. Every client, from our perspective, Patrick, is unique. Mm-hmm. And every client needs a portfolio that is unique to them. So restrictions can be for individual clients. It can be for pension funds. It could be for nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. It could be for healthcare organizations. And if you think about some of the organizations that I've mentioned, the restrictions relative to what they can invest in start to become a little bit more obvious. Mm-hmm. We just walk through those restriction requirements that each one of those entities has to make sure we're investing the way they want to relative to, one, the world that they're working in or their personal beliefs.
You bring up kind of my next talking point here, and what I really would love to cover is, as you meet with these clients, you know, what does that process look like for identifying restrictions, right? Because maybe it's a situation where the client doesn't even know, hey, you guys may want to look at a restriction on this. So can you talk a little bit about that process and how you meet with the client and how you identify restrictions?
Sure. And this, again, is true with individuals as well as some of the institutions that I mentioned. It's really trying to understand, one, their goals, what they want to accomplish this with this particular fund that we're managing for them, but also what is their purpose? What is their mission in life? I know that sounds a little out there, but the reality of it is that is a big part of how we establish the objectives and the goals and then move toward that relative to whatever restrictions they have. I'll give you an example of that. We were fortunate to work with a lot of nonprofit organizations, and each of those organizations has a very specific mission. If perhaps one of the missions for a nonprofit is to serve children, either with help financially, with help emotionally, with help with other issues that they may be facing. So if they're serving children, their mission is to make sure they're invested in companies, securities that are going to help a child, not possibly hurt a child. So they may have certain restrictions on companies perhaps in the alcohol and tobacco industry, or they may have issues around companies that potentially could harm children from an emotional standpoint. So they restrict those securities or those sectors in their portfolio to protect that we're not feeding those industries that could cause damage to the children that they're serving.
I get that. Yeah, and you really can figure out what those might be in having that conversation. But it does take a true conversation with the client, right, to really understand restrictions, because again, sometimes they might not even have it in their minds of, oh, maybe we should restrict this, right? But once you really figure out what that mission is, or like you said, what the passions are, what are the beliefs of that client, and you can make that connection. That's really key to constructing a customized portfolio.
Right.
So with that, you know, then you take it to the next step. Then it's actually going about managing the portfolio with these restrictions. Can you give us just a brief breakdown of what that looks like from a Stonebridge perspective?
Right. Again, I'd say we start once again with the client. We'll sit down with the client once we've established what the needs, goals, objectives are, generally what those restrictions are. And then we draft what we refer to as a policy guideline for that client, be it an institution or an individual. We have your investment policies and guidelines. And it's written terminology relative to what's appropriate for their portfolio and what may not be appropriate for their portfolio. We draft that up for them. We let them look at that, make sure that we've covered all of the areas that they want us to cover with that. And then we apply it to our portfolio management strategy within Stonebridge.
Mm-hmm. And that is a pretty analytical process once it gets back to the portfolio management team. How do you guys work as a team to implement that strategy?
As a team, either on the bond side or on the equity side, we are fundamental analysts. And what that means is we need to know our companies. Anytime you invest in a security or a company, we need to know exactly what they do, how they do it, the management teams that are overseeing those companies, the financial structure under which they operate, and the types of businesses that they're going to be in, and carefully follow those on a continual basis. We break those responsibilities down within our team with certain members of our team that focus on a specific industry. Another group of our team may focus on certain credit quality or financial aspects of it. Other members of our team are very, very focused on the management teams and how they operate within their industry. So it is a regular review of the companies we own to assure that they're being invested or promoting their companies in an appropriate way relative to our clients' objectives.
It's quite an analytical process and really seems like something that is manual. It's not automatic for us. We don't have some kind of system that we use to identify this. It's getting down and doing the research and really looking at all of these different factors.
Yeah, I guess if you could put it in a term used today, we're investment nerds. We love doing that. We love doing the research on these companies and oftentimes have the opportunity to meet with the management teams of these companies, really researching them and knowing them. And of course, for some of us who've probably been around too long, been doing it for over 40 years, And it's something that I do almost every second of every day, whether I'm out shopping or I'm watching TV or I'm out traveling somewhere. My first instinct is to walk into a mall and look at the stores where we may own stock of some of the companies or the apparel is there. Or we may go into a grocery store and I'm looking at the center aisles of the store and then I'm looking at the outside aisles of the store. Or traveling and we're visiting various, we're flying on various airlines, we're dealing with hotels and reservations and rental cars and things. It's just all a part of our natural life. And gosh, if I get a chance to stop into a city where there's a manufacturing company that we happen to own stock in or may want to buy that into that company, if I can get a chance to take a tour of their facility, meet with some of the people on the floor, boy, that's just, it's great research and it's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, so this is probably a more in-depth conversation for somebody who really would want to get into the nitty-gritty of things. But, you know, just to sum everything up, could you just kind of do another base breakdown of, you know, what it is, who uses it, and how we focus on it?
It is something that we do for every client. When we started Stonebridge, the concept was these are the client's assets. They should be managed exactly as the client needs and wants them to be managed relative to meeting their goal, which means they do have the right and they should have the right to have certain restrictions around how their assets are managed in the form of a policy and a guideline that tells us how those assets must be managed. And it's our job to make sure that those unique objectives are being met through strategies that are unique to that particular client. We call it restrictions sometimes. The reality of it is, it's much simpler than that. Hey, Mr. or Mrs. Client, this is your portfolio. We want to make sure we manage it the way you want it managed.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. For all of you out there, if you do have questions or comments or want to discuss more, you know, we are always happy to and really do enjoy talking with you. So give us a call, 651-251-1000. We'd be happy to go through not only your needs, but answering any kind of questions you have out there. If you would like to find other sound bites that we've done similar to this, you can check out our website, check out the news section of our website. You can find all of them there, including some of our other research articles that we've written. With that, Bob, thank you so much.
Thanks, Patrick. I've enjoyed it, and hopefully we get some calls from some of the clients.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get a few calls. But thank you all very much, and please enjoy the rest of your day.